So we are back on section number 5, item number 15, the executive director report, the agency statewide budget update.
Madam Chair, members of the board, recently executive directors and directors of all agencies were asked to review their budgets. 90-10 agencies like ours were asked to provide a plan to governor's office, outline a 2% budget cut moving into FY25. I did submit such a plan. You know, because our budget is not terribly large, it's just a $15,700 where I had to find those funds. Some of that included lowering the amount of things we'll be mailing out, the things we're printing, which we were going to be doing anyway when we moved to our e-licensing system sometime this summer. So that was a good thing. We are going to discontinue use of the security guards at the investigative committee meetings.
Okay.
There's usually not a great crowd there. and so we had already been considering that anyway. And just looking at other, you know, small, you know, office supplies, computer equipment. And then we're going to have some savings anyway in July since we'll be having a phone meeting. We had already planned to do that. And then another thing that I put into the plan that the board may want to choose to formalize at another agenda item is to pause the board member mileage compensation for those that live inside Maricopa County. And I'll talk more about that when we get to that item.
Okay.
But just in general, the state is looking at over $1 billion shortfall, and that's why these extreme measures are taken. Unfortunately, the governor's office has directed agencies to pause all employee compensation changes, no merit increases, no bonuses or of any kind like that, which is unfortunate because it's normally the time that we would do such changes. So that's what I have for now. We don't have any other direction. I'm waiting for more direction. There is not a hiring freeze, but we do have a freeze on our head count.
Okay.
So we can hire the position that's open. We just can't add more people beyond that, the cap that we've been given. I think once the budget for FY26 is more finalized across the street, then we'll probably be given further direction, which could involve deeper cuts.
I was going to say, because is there concern that even if you did hire, that next up they're going to start cutting
exactly.
People? I mean,
yes.
How do you find $1 billion is
well, and it's a year, when you say $1 billion, you're talking $1 billion general fund?
General fund.
So
yeah.
Cutting a 90-10.
Right.
And agency doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an excellent point. And I think that the governor's office recognizes that 90-10 agencies pay into the general fund.
That's right.
And so it doesn't make a lot of sense to then cut services.
It does.
So, and that's all I wanted to share. Anyone has any questions?
No.
Well,
having lived through Prop 13 in California when I was an administrative service officer for the corrections agency, when you have to start making cuts like that, it is rough. It really is.
I know. Like, I can make a lot of other comments, but it would not be appropriate. So.
Likewise, I'm not getting personal. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Okay, so now we're on the number 16, board may review, discuss, and take action on temporary modification of board of compensation policy.
So, Madam Chair, members of board, this was just an idea, if the board would want to pause and just go back to the prior compensation policy that was in existence about 3 years ago, where actually the only people who did get mileage were those that lived outside of Maricopa County. So just proposing the idea that we go back to that time until we have further information about the budget. And my personal preference would be to a point where it's restored that board staff can receive increases that they should get.
Sounds good. Does everybody have any issue with that, or?
No, I understand what you're proposing, and the only difference I see, and it's minor, is that it is a reduction from existing compensation for board members, where with the employees, you're talking about increases.
That's an excellent point.
I can't help myself, having been a budget analyst.
Understood.
Do we actually have to take any, so?
You would, because it is a policy that the board's adopted.
Pause it for what, 8 months, 12 months, and then they have it come back for review, or?
We could do something like maybe 6 months.
Okay.
And then come back for review.
Okay.
Make that motion, okay. Second that motion, to pause it, and we'll revisit. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, well, we still have 5 minutes before we can technically start. We cannot do our minutes, but does anybody, wait. We can kind of do the consent agenda, although Thompson is, but that's okay, because we still have five, right?
Yes.
Because you were accused on a couple.
But it was removed from the consent agenda, so I'm still present, right? Because we got line given.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. You're recused from some of them. You're just recused from the ones from the votes approved pending compliance.
Okay.
And you moved, well, I guess you should be recused from, I removed from consent, okay, take it out.
She can just take, can't she just be removed from the whole thing? We have five people, so to not make it confusing.
Yes.
Really wanted to vote, did you?
Yes.
And then for Darren.
I just need to make a correction.
Sure.
That she's actually recused from three items.
Okay.
So it's A2, A17, and A18.
A2, A17, and what was the last one?
A18.
A18.
Is she recused?
She's not.
She's just gonna recuse from there, from all of seven?
Well, she's just not gonna vote.
Yeah. Abstain.
Yeah. That's okay.
But, okay, so are we.
They're her licenses. That's what.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the consent agenda with, by, and removing from the consent agenda, item A2, A11, A17, A18, A19, A21, and A24.
Okay. Motion. Is there a second? I second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve pending compliance, A2, A11, A17, A18, A19, and A21.
Okay, and this is where Dr. Thompson will be recused.
Yeah.
I second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And Madam Chair, I vote to approve pending inspection and compliance, A24.
Okay, I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All right, we're still going to hold. Did I miss anything else? We'll hold there, obviously, the kind of events. Got to still have to technically wait our 3 additional minutes. Does anyone want to, let's see, yeah, we still have item number 8, but that's not yet. All right, well, we have a few minute break until we'll start.